Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. We're minutes from the closing bell, and stocks are now mixed, with the Nasdaq flipping into slightly positive territory. Yahoo Finance's own Jared Blickery is here with the latest on the market moves. Jared.
That's right. Just wanted to start with some breaking news with respect to crude oil. You can see already settled up more than 4% for the day. But over in Canada, they are blocking all imports of Russian crude oil. And it's not a lot. I think they import something like 500 million or 550 million barrels per year. But a symbolic gesture, definitely. And you have to wonder what other countries are going to follow suit. And just a quick look of the energy market heat map. And here we go. We can see lots of green, except for some of those foreign majors. Royal Dutch Shell and BP. BP famously withdrawing from that the Rosneft project. They had 20% equity interest in it. No longer. Total down 7%. But the rest of the screen, very green here. And let's take a look at some of our other heat maps. NASDAQ 100, kind of telling today. NASDAQ just turned green briefly. We're seeing Alphabet up 23 basis points, practically nothing. Microsoft basically unchanged. But Tesla, a real standout today. That's up 7%. And we also have some other EV makers. We're going to get Lucid earnings after the bell, so stay tuned for that. Rivian up 6%. Li Auto up 9%. So a lot of gains here today, but not necessarily in the market overall. I'm just going to leave us on our crypto heat map. We can see you had a nice break to the upside today in Bitcoin, maybe forming a double bottom. So we'll have to see what comes of this. Pretty interesting and nice to see a bottom finally form in Bitcoin, guys.